Merging with Shiva, lesson 236. Charging your aura with prana. I want to encourage you and to give you confidence to flood your aura with colors. It takes but a little of your willpower to do this. The intent itself is the thrust of awareness required. Willing consists of a mental command, leaving the rest to the natural mechanism of the mind. Therefore, let's pray to our dear Lord Ganesha to help us remove the obstacles of doubt and fear. If you are working through the day to bring a certain color into your aura, carry something with you or wear something of that color. The more you are aware of the color you are working with through the day, the better the results. This is because your attention will automatically take up the impression of it, and the corresponding quality will be enhanced in your character. A little practice during your half-hour sadhana period and through the day, and some positive experiences with color will soon give you the confidence you need. Patience, perseverance, and earnest interest will be the keys to your success. As you know, it is not uncommon for the emotions of one person to affect those around him. It is therefore important that you learn how to charge your aura with pranic energy so that the darker colors from the aura of others do not penetrate your own. If and when they do, you will experience their moods and emotions and may interpret them as your own. But actually, you have simply accepted into your aura the dark reds, muddy browns, and greens from their aura. You simply did not have enough prana in your aura to ward off the intrusion. Such mental thought forms and undesirable colors from others' auras are often called psychic influences. To protect yourself from psychic influences, you can charge your aura with the vital prana from your own pranic body. To do so, sit quietly, breathe deeply, and mentally get in touch with your pranic body, first by visualizing it, and secondly, by feeling it. The pranic body of most people extends out from the physical body about 1 or 2 inches, depending on the level of vitality. Of course, the pranic body also completely permeates the entire physical body. As you sit quietly, breathing deeply and slowly, become intimately aware of the vitality, the prana, running throughout the physical body. As you breathe in, feel the vitality of your body. Feel the magnetic energy within it. Feel its life. Then, as you breathe out mentally and through feeling, release some of this vitality, this prana, this life force, and send it out into your aura. Keep sending it out on the out-breath to the aura's outer edges, all around your body, from your head to your feet. The outer edge of the human aura is about 3 or 4 feet away from the physical body. After you have charged your aura with vital prana in this way about 9 times, you should begin to feel a magnetic shell being built around the outer edge of your aura. You will feel very secure and content as you sit within your own aura, which is charged with prana from your own pranic body. You are protected from all kinds of psychic influences, seen and unseen. But the prana within your aura will eventually wear away, and you will have to recharge it when it does. For the beginner, it only lasts an hour or two before it has to be rebuilt. When you become more advanced in this practice, it will happen almost subconsciously or automatically when you sense the need. Once you master this simple method of charging your aura with prana, you will soon develop an immunity to undesirable thought forms and emotional colors of those around you. This is a great aid to prevent taking on negative influences of the place we are about to visit, the person we are about to meet, or the gathering we are about to enter.